snore.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And I want to do G-Money Sports Report. So let's talk sports. Let's talk Major League Baseball.
Out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root.
All right, DJ, let's talk Major League Baseball. It's the World Series between the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. So what's the series look like right now? They should be about 3 games into the series. And what's it look like? How many games has Texas won? And how many games has Arizona won?
So they're only 2 games into the series, and they're tied 1-1. The Texas Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks last Friday, 6-5. But the Arizona Diamondbacks came back on Saturday and beat the Texas Rangers 9-1. So as they go into Game 3, they are tied 1-1.
All right. And so when is Game 3? Tonight?
Game 3 is tonight. That's correct.
Okay. And they played the best of 7, so it is the first one that wins 4 games will be the World Series champion. Okay. So they got 2 games under their belt, and they have 5 games to go, of which the first one to win 3 more games will be the world champion. Okay, well, I'm still rooting for Arizona to win the World Series, so we'll see how it goes. They play game number 3 tonight.
Game number three is today in about 2 hours. Game number 4 is tomorrow. And game number 5 is Wednesday.
Okay. So go ahead, Arizona. Win the whole thing. I want you to make a dramatic comeback and win the World Series. All right. Well, that sounds good. So we'll have to see what they do in tomorrow's radio show, where we'll be telling everybody what the score of tonight's game was. And hopefully the Arizona Diamondbacks will be up 2 games to 1 game as of the end of tonight, going into game number 4 tomorrow. All right. Well, that's Major League Baseball. So let's talk NFL, National Football League. And let's start.
All right. So we can go over the scores for this weekend.
Yeah, week number 8. So let's start with Thursday's games. Who played on Thursday, and how did I do with my pick on Thursday night?
Thursday, the Buffalo Bills beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-18. You bet on Bills and under, and it was Bills and under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So that got the week started real good. So that's one win and zero losses for G-Money. So let's go to game number 2, which is the first game this Sunday. So who played?
Game number 2, the New York Jets beat the New York Giants 13-10. You bet on Giants and over, and it was Jets and under.
Wow. I heard about that game all weekend, and then all day today at the Blind Center, I heard about how the Jets won that game. I'm like, what? I can't believe the Giants let the Jets come back and win that game. And what was the score? The Jets had to come from behind to win. What was the score?
Score was 13-10.
13-10? Uh-oh. Oh, the air traffic. Air traffic. Okay. We had helicopters rolling by. Okay. So what was the score again?
13-10.
What was the score again? 13-10? Oh, so the Jets barely, well, they kicked a field goal and or they scored a touchdown to win the game, huh? Wow. I heard about that game all weekend. Okay. All right. Well, I lost that game, so that was a loss for G Money. So I'm 1-1 going into game number 3. So who played game number 3, the second game on Sunday night?
Game number 3, Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 20-10. You bet on Steelers and over, and it was Jaguars and under.
What? Okay. Yeah, they say Jacksonville's playing good football. Oh, they might be making a run for the Super Bowl. Okay. Well, that's a loss for G-Money. What was the score, 20-10? Is that what you said?
20-10.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what happened to Pittsburgh. I thought they were ready to do some winning now since they won last week. They beat somebody that they weren't supposed to beat. Okay. Well, That's one win and two losses for G Money. So let's go to game number four.
Game number four, Philadelphia Eagles beat the Washington Commanders 38-31. You bet on Eagles and over, and it was Eagles and over.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So there's two wins and two losses. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, Dallas Cowboys beat the LA Rams 43-20. You bet on Cowboys and over, and it was Cowboys and over.
Wow, the Cowboys beat the Rams up real good. I wouldn't have never believed that the Rams would get beat up like that. Dallas is playing excellent football. Their offense is scoring, and their defense is playing shutdown football. Oh, my goodness. I guess I'm going to have to start rooting for Dallas now. Okay, well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's three wins and two losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Green Bay Packers 24-10. You bet on Vikings and over, and it was Vikings, but under.
And it was 24-10? Okay. Well, that was a pretty good game. So, all right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's four wins and two losses. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the Tennessee Titans beat the Atlanta Falcons 28-23. You bet on Titans and over. Titans and over.
Oh, boy, that was a lucky guess. I wouldn't have bet that Atlanta would lose to Tennessee. I couldn't have made that bet in my dreams. All right, well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's, what's that, five wins and two losses? Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight. The Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots 31-17. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins and over.
Yeah, that's a win for G-Money. I thought so. I didn't think my New England was going to have a chance. Okay, so that's six wins and two losses. Let's go to game number nine.
Game number nine, the New Orleans Saints beat the Indianapolis Colts 38-27. You bet on Colts and over, and it was Saints and over.
Oh, and what was the score of that game?
38-27.
Oh, that wasn't bad. They beat them by 11. Okay. Well, that's a loss to G Money. So, what I got, five wins and three losses now. Let's go to game number eight, number nine.
All right. Game number nine. Nope. That you have one, two, three, four, five, six wins and three losses.
Okay.
So game number 10, the Carolina Panthers beat the Houston Texans 15-13.
Oh, no.
You bet on Texans and over, and it was Panthers and under.
Oh, I can't believe it. Carolina finally won a game. Oh, and they beat Houston of all teams. Okay, that's a loss to G Money. So that makes me 6-3. Let's go to game number 10.
All right, game number 10. You're 6-4.
6-4.
Right. That was game number 10.
Okay. That was four losses. Oh, we're going to have to go over
right.
Those losses.
You lost
the game.
You bet on the Jets, and they lost to the Giants. You bet on the Steelers, and they lost to Jacksonville Jaguars. You bet on the Colts, and they lost to the Saints. And you bet on the Texans, and they lost to the Panthers.
Okay. All right.
So six
wins,
four
losses. Okay. Let's go to game number 11.
Game number 11, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Cleveland Browns 24-20. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Seahawks and over.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's 7 wins and 4 losses. So let's go to game number 12.
Game number 12, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-17. You bet on Niners and over, and it was Bengals and over.
Wow. What was the score of that game? It must have been
31-17.
Wow. They said Joe Burrow was back. The quarterback for Cincinnati, he had been down for a while, but they said he's back, and he was in full swing when he played against the 49ers. So Cincinnati's going to be winning a lot of games now because their quarterback is back. All right. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 7-5. So we can go to game number 13.
Game number 13. The Denver Broncos beat the Kansas City Chiefs 24-9. You got the Chiefs and over, and it was Broncos and under.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I don't know what happened to Kansas City. Were they playing in Denver? It had to be in Denver for Denver to win because that weather, you know, people don't play good when they go up in the mountains and they play with that high altitude. So that had to be what happened. But Kansas City, man, I can't believe Denver finally showed up. All right. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 7 losses on 6 wins? I mean, no. What's that? That's 7 wins and 6 losses. No. Wait a minute. That's 7 wins and 5 losses. 5-7 is 12. Yeah, this is game number 13. I'm 7-5.
There you go. You have 7 wins and 6 losses. That was game number 13.
Oh, okay. 7-6. Uh-oh. This is getting close to the breaking point. Oh, my goodness. I was doing so well, I thought. Okay, so 7 wins and 6 losses. We're going to game number 14.
Game number 14, Baltimore Ravens beat the Arizona Cardinals 31-24. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and over.
Okay, that's a win for G Money. Okay, so that's 8 wins and 6 losses. That's 14. Okay, let's go to game number 15.
Game number 15, the LA Chargers beat the Chicago Bears 30-13. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Chargers and slightly under.
Okay. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's 8 wins and six losses. Is that 8 wins and 6 losses? 14? Yeah,
9 wins and 6 losses. Nine wins and six losses.
Okay. 9-6. All right. So game 9-6, 15. So this will be game number 16.
Game number 16 is tonight.
Monday night football.
Yep, and it's the Las Vegas Raiders playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit. And they're giving the Raiders 8 points, total points 46, and you chose Lions and over?
Yeah, Lions and over for a good beatdown of the Las Vegas Raiders. So this should be a win for G-Money after tonight. So I'll have 10 wins and 6 losses for week number 8. All right. This is a good week. 10 wins, I can live with that. All right. This is a good week for G-Money. 10 wins and 6 losses. All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens with Monday Night Football today on Monday night. All right. Well, that's it for G-Money Sports Report. I don't think we're going to talk about basketball or hockey until later on in the season. So we'll give everybody a chance to just cool out. They can keep track of the baseball and the NFL football games right now. And then we will catch them up with the NBA and the hockey. Since hockey's in full swing, they should be 8 games into the hockey season. And our Las Vegas Golden Knights are undefeated. They're 7-0 or 8-0, and they're the defending world champions. So they're starting off kicking butt and taking names. All right. So we'll have to see what happens. Oh, and then we can talk about some NBA basketball. We'll probably start that in a week or so. How many shows is that today, DJ? Are we up at 1,000 shows yet? We should be checking in on show number 1,000 sometime this week. I think Friday is going to be our 1,000th show.
Today is show number 1001. Last Friday was show number 1000.
Oh, okay. So we had our 1000th radio show last Friday. All right, give ourselves a hand. Yeah, clap, clap, clap. Come on, give us a hand. Give us an applause.
You want an applause? Okay.
Give us an applause. Yeah. Give us an applause. A big applause. Okay. Okay. Let's have all that coming in. There you go. 1,000 shows for G-Money's radio show. That's right. Thank you, everybody, for following the radio show. And thank you for the success of our show. It's been a pleasure being on the air for 7 years and a couple of months to make our show so successful to be on the air for 1,000 shows. All right. We want to give a congratulations to my engineer for being there and for hosting the shows on the days that I didn't make it to the show because I was tied up with other business. So we want to give him a hand. give DJ Papa D a big hand as he stood in and handled the show like a champion. Yes, sir. That's it. All right. And that's how we do it on G-Money. So, Gregory's story is a family affair. All right. Well, we go to show, finish show 1001 today. So, sit back and relax as we entertain you. Wow. Do we have some interesting stories we want to share with the audience today? Did you pick up our pick up any clips that have been different from anything that we played in the past? Do we have any new clips or new stories that I told in the past that we could bring up for the show's entertainment today? I know we got some songs that we can do, because I know we got a couple of songs, like Candy. We could play Candy. We haven't played Candy in a while. And we can play Big Bang Take Little Bank. And Big Bang 2 takes Little Bank. And what else can we play that we haven't played in a while? We can play Superman. We haven't played Superman. Gee, money, the Pimp Comic as Superman. We haven't played that in a while. Yeah, okay. So we got a few things that we could bring back for the audience's remembrance and their entertainment. So everybody hang on as we take you through the land of the remembering as we play some of the old stuff from back in the day. All right. Celebrating show 1001 today. All right, DJ. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home, and these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them, and I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
That's my ride.
my Mustang 65 and I rolled on.
My Mustang was shot. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was cold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I don't gang bang, I play ball. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama, I love my dad, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I only have one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
Gee, money's a pimp, just playing, make the man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the Big Pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. In the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate.
I'm Dream Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm Dream Money. I'm Dream Money. I'm Dream Money. Come on now. I'm Dream Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Oh, I'm Dream Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. These bunch of pimps got a plan. They demand big booty girls rule the world. These bunch got girls all over the world. These money guys hold in all area codes. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and shout. Stand up and shout. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it up, shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girls. Shake it, take your big booty girl, take it to the left, take it to the right, take your big booty girls all day and all night.
She sat up to her big booty just fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wait, look at those big pretty titties.
Kim got a big old butt. Darren got a big old butt. Wentina got a big old butt. Lisa got a big old butt. George got a big old butt. Kathy got a big old butt. Cheryl got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old butt. Simone got a big old butt. April got a big old butt. Elaine got a big old butt. Michelle got a big old butt. Melinda got a big old butt. Monica got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butts.
Oh, wait. Yeah, woo, you're looking good to me. I like to say that, cause she had a big juicy booty.
Brenda got a big old butt. Deborah got a big old butt. Alice got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonya got a big old butt. Eugene got a big old butt. Martha got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old butt. Rose got a big old butt. Wendy got a big old butt. Renee got a big old butt. Diane got a big old butt. Mary got a big old butt. Francis got a big old butt.
All my girls got big old butts. Just look like a grown woman with big breasts. Big juicy booty, big legs, and a beautiful face.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls. I love you with a
butt.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bang, bang. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. find you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club? Come on, man. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on, now. I'm G-Money. The pimp's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on, now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on, now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on, now. I'm G-Money. The pimp's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money. Come on, you want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G-Money. Pimp, I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out, I walked out with five playmates. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp's coming. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money. If I can take you there, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire, I can put it down, girl.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so was the star right then and there.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, show 1001. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes that I want to share with you. And it goes like this. I walked into a bar, and there was a man laying across the table, and the bartender walked over to him and took his glass and said, "Okay, you've had enough to drink." And he took the glass and put it behind the bar. And then he asked one of the men that was sitting at the bar if he could do him a favor. And the man said, "Sure, I'm a Christian. What do you need?" And he said, "Well, you see that man over there laying on the table? I need you to give him a ride home because I think he's had too much to drink. And we can, you know, he could use a ride home." So the man said, "Sure, I'll give him a ride home." And the bartender wrote down the man's address and gave it to the man. And the man walked over and picked the man up that was laying on the bar and stood him up by the table and let him go. And the man just crumbled down to the ground. And he said, "Oh, my God, you really are drunk. You definitely can't drive." So then the man reached down and picked him up and put him on his back and he carried him to the door, and he carried him out the door and carried him to the parking lot, and he walked up to his car, and he put the man standing up against his car, and he unlocked the passenger door. But when he let the man go, he slid down to the ground again. And the man was like, oh, my God, I'm glad I'm giving you a ride because you are definitely too drunk to drive. So he opened the passenger door, and then he stood the man up and put him inside in the car, and he laid him kind of like across the passenger seat, and then he opened the door on the driver's side and reached in and straightened the man up so that he was sitting upright in the passenger side of the car. And then the man went around and closed the passenger door and locked it. And then he came in and got in on the driver's side, and he put his key in, started the car, and he started driving to the address the bartender gave him. So he drove him, and he pulled up in front of the house that was on the address that the bartender had given him. And he got out the car, and he walked around to the passenger side, and he unlocked the door and opened the door and pulled the man out the car and stood him next to his car while he closed and locked the passenger door. And the man dropped to the ground again. He just slid down to the ground. And the man was like, oh, my God, you really are drunk. I'm so glad I gave you a ride because you definitely couldn't drive in the condition that you're in. So he reached over and he picked the man up and he put him across his back and he carried him to the front door and he knocked on the door. And then he stood the man against the wall of his house, and he was holding him up with his hand, and the lady came to the door, and she said, yes, can I help you? And he said, excuse me, ma'am, is this your husband? And she looked, and she said, yes, that's my husband. He said, well, we gave him a ride because we thought he was too drunk to drive. Because he was really, he's not acting like he can drive home. So I gave him a ride because I'm a Christian man, and I gave him a ride. So could you take him from here? And she said, yes, I can take him from here. So he held the man up, and the woman came and carried the man and pulled him in the house. And the man, the driver, turned around to walk away, and the wife said, excuse me, can I ask you a question? And he said, sure, ma'am, what's your question? She said, can you tell me what happened to his wheelchair? And he was like, oh, I don't know. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a man that walked into the bar, and he was upset. And he was like, bartender, I need a good stiff drink. And the bartender said, well, do you want vodka? Do you want whiskey? Or do you want gin? And the man said, I don't know. I just need a real stiff drink. Make me a vodka on the rock. And the bartender said, okay. And he fixed him a vodka on the rocks with a little bit of orange juice and some grapefruit juice. And he mixed it up real good. And then he gave it to the man. And the man sipped it. And then he sipped it. And then he just drunk the whole thing. And he put the glass down. And he said, oh, I need another one. Oh, that didn't do anything for me. And the bartender said, wow, what are you upset about? You act like you're really upset. And the man said, well, I went home the other day or earlier today, and I caught my wife in bed with my best friend. And he said, what? What did you do? And he said, man, I told my wife to get out of bed, get dressed, pack all her shit, and get out of my house. And I didn't want to see her or hear from her anymore. And the bartender said, well, that's one way to get rid of your wife. And the man said, yeah, give me another drink, please, bartender. And the bartender fixed him another stiff drink and gave it to the man, and he turned it up, and he drank it slowly and slowly, sip after sip. And then he drank the whole drink, and he slammed the glass on the bar, and he said, oh, I need another drink. And the bartender said, well, tell me, what did you do with your best friend? He said, man, I looked him in his eyes, and I put my finger in his face, and I said, bad dog. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! And there was a man that came into the bar, and he had a suitcase with him, and he asked the bartender, can I get a free drink if I show you a real interesting trick? And the bartender said, oh, people always coming to me with interesting tricks, trying to get a free drink. So, yeah, you can show me something, and it better be something really good or really unusual for me to give you a free drink, because I think I've seen every free drink trick that there is. And the man said, okay. And he put his briefcase on the bar, and he opened his briefcase up, and he took a hamster out, and he took a little mini piano out, and the hamster started playing the piano, and he was playing Beethoven, and he played the 16th chapel, and he was playing all of the songs that Beethoven wrote. And the bartender was amazed. He was like, oh, that's really good. Okay, I'll give you a free drink. What kind of drink would you like? And the man said, I want some gin and juice. And he said, okay. And he fixed him a tall glass of gin with a shot of juice. And the man drank the drink. And then he put it down, and he's like, okay, can I get another free drink if I can show you another trick? And the bartender said, well, it's got to be as good or better than the first one you gave me so that I can give you another free drink. And the bartender and the man said, yeah, sure. And he reached in his briefcase, and he pulled out a frog and sat the frog in front of the piano where the hamster was playing the piano. And the hamster started playing Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. And the frog was singing Billie Jean. And he was singing, I'm bad. And he was singing, Billie Jean, and I'm bad. And the bartender was like really amazed, like, oh, man, you got a singing frog? Oh, that's exciting. So he fixed the man another double shot of gin and put some orange juice in it and gave it to him. And the man sipped it and sipped it and sipped it, and then he turned it up. And while he was standing there, some other man was sitting at a table, and he was watching what was going on at the bar. And he went to the man. He said, I'll give you $1,000. For that singing frog right now. And the man said, really? You'll give me $1,000 for my frog right now? And the man said, yes, I'll give you $1,000 for that singing frog. And the man said, okay. And the man pulled out $1,000 and started counting $100 bills until he counted $1,000. And then he handed it to the man. And the man took the money and put it in his pocket. And then he turned around and he grabbed the frog and he handed it to the man. And the man took the frog and put it in his suit jacket, in his pocket. And he walked out of the bar. And the bartender was like, man, I can't believe you just did that.
That frog could have made you $1 million. That was a $1 million trick that you just gave away. I can't believe you did that. And the man said, well, it's not really that hard to understand. See, the frog doesn't really sing. The hamster is a ventriloquist. So the hamster is the one that does all the singing. And the man started laughing. And the bartender said, whoa, wait, you got that guy. You got him good. And the man said, yes, that's what I do. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for a story. Let me share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, are we ready for a story that we can share with the audience? And we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute. Well, Monday morning, I took a job in Compton Unified School District. I took a job as a substitute teacher at Roosevelt Middle School. I took a seventh grade assignment at Roosevelt. So I got up and I got dressed and I went to Roosevelt and I checked in the office. And I found my assignment. They gave me the roll sheets for all the kids in all of the classes. And I got my keys to the classroom. And I went to my room and I started my day. Well, about 11 o'clock, they had an assembly at the school. So I went to the assembly, and I was I went to the class, and I did my assignment on Monday, and then I went back to my assignment on Tuesday, and we had an assembly on Tuesday. So I went to the assembly with my class, and I was sitting in the assembly, and the principal walked in, and he came to me, and he told me he needed to see me in his office. And I got up, and we assigned another teacher to watch my class while I went into the principal's office. And the principal told me that he had gotten a call from the court system that said that I had gotten a warrant for missing a day in court. I missed my court date that Monday. And I was like, I didn't have a court date on Monday. And the principal said, yep, you had a court date yesterday that you missed. And so now the judge issued a warrant for your arrest. And we got the call that said that you had a warrant and you had been charged with male prostitution in Hollywood. And I was like, what? I didn't do no male prostitution in Hollywood. I went to a nightclub with some girls, and then we went to a restaurant and we ate, and then we went to a motel and we hung out. I said, but I didn't prostitute myself with nobody. And he said, well, you missed your court date yesterday,
So you have to go back to court and explain your situation. So I said, okay. So they suspended me on Tuesday for my assignment at the school. So I called the court, and I found out that I had to show up in court on Wednesday, that I had a court appearance. So Wednesday morning, I got up, and I drove to Hollywood to my court hearing on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Well, when I got to the court building, it was like a TV show. It was like that TV show on TV court, where I walked into the courtroom and there was nobody there, just the judge and the bailiff. And that was it. It was nobody else there. So I sat down in the courtroom, and then they called my name. And I went and stood before the judge, and he told me that I had gotten a ticket on Sunday, and I had a court appearance that I missed on Monday. And I said, but I didn't get a ticket on Sunday. I was in Carson Sunday, sleeping in my bed. And he said, well, we got a ticket that says that you were supposed to appear in court on Monday, and you didn't show up. So a warrant was issued for your arrest, and you've been charged with male prostitution. And I was like, male prostitution? I said, Your Honor, I'm a school teacher. I'm in class during the day. So how could I be prostituting if I'm in class? And he said, well, I don't know. We have a ticket here that was assigned to you on Sunday, and they took the information off of your ID. And I said, oh, man, you know, somebody came into my motel room, because I stayed in the motel room Saturday night or Friday night, Saturday morning. I stayed in the motel room because I had some girls with me. And somebody came into my room, and they went through my wallet. So they took my ID. So that's the ID that they had when they got stopped by the police. But it wasn't me, Your Honor. It was somebody else. And he said, all right, well, we have the ticket here, and it was signed by you. So come back to court at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll have pulled up the ticket, and we can see if it's your ticket. And if it's your signature, you're going to jail for male prostitution in Hollywood. And I'm like, but it wasn't me, Your Honor. It wasn't me. And the judge said, well, we'll see. At 1 o'clock, when we pull up the ticket, that will show whether it was your signature or not. And I said, okay, I'll be back. So he said, yep, be back here at 1 o'clock for our 1 o'clock court hearing, and we'll see if this is your signature on the ticket. And I said, all right. So I walked out the courtroom. And I went down the street, and I went to the park, and I saw some people in the park, and I was hanging out with them, and I had a couple of dollars, and I went to a liquor store, and I got something to drink, and I got some chips, and I think I got a burrito that I put in the microwave. So I ate that part, and then I kind of hung out and talked to some people. And then at 1 o'clock, I made my way back to the court building. And I went into court, and I sat down, and I swear it was like a TV show. It was a white judge, and it was a black bailiff that was a female bailiff.
that was the bailiff in the courtroom. And I was sitting in there going, this got to be a TV show. This can't be real court. I'm the only one here. So I sat in there until the judge called my name, and he called me up to his bench, and he said, okay, we have the ticket that was issued to you on Saturday. On Sunday. It was issued to you on Sunday. So you missed the court date on Monday, and that's when we issued this warrant for your arrest on Monday. And I was like, but I didn't sign a ticket. I didn't get a ticket. And he said, well, I have the ticket right here. You want to look at it? And I said, yeah, let me see that ticket. And I looked at the ticket, and I told the judge, I said, that's not even my signature. That didn't even spell my name right. And he looked at it, and he said, your name is Gregory Gerard? And I said, yes. And you spell my name G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, not G-E-G-O-Y. That's not how you spell my name. And my last name is Gerard, G-E-R-A-R-D. And they spelled it G-R-A-D. That's not how you spell my name. And he looked and he said, oh, I see. And then he looked on the ticket, and it had my name printed on the top of the ticket. And he said, yeah, that's right. Your name is spelled Gregory Gerard. So that's not your signature on the bottom of that ticket. I said, no, sir, that's not me. I didn't sign that ticket. I didn't get that ticket. And he said, okay, case dismissed. You are released from your warrant, and I'm going to give you a paper that says that your case has been dismissed, and you can take this to your school district, and you can show the clerk at your school district so that you can get your assignment back. And I said, yes, sir, thank you. And I walked out of the court building at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I drove back to LA, and I went to the Department of Motor Vehicles on that Wednesday, and I tried to get a copy of my driver's license, but I had to come back on Thursday to get a copy of my driver's license. So I went back to the school district on Thursday, and I walked into the office, and I showed them that I had gotten that my case was dismissed because it was the wrongful person. So I gave that to the secretary in the district office, and she reassigned me to my class that I had signed up for on that Monday. And then I went to the DMV on Thursday, and I got my copy of my driver's license. And I went back to my class assignment on Friday, and it was business as usual. I went back to my class, and I substituted the rest of the period with that class, and I stayed there for like 3 weeks substituting in that class, and I continued my assignment at Compton Unified School District for seventh graders at Roosevelt Middle School. And that's the end of my story. Mistaken identity, male prostitution? Come on now. What's going on? What's really happening?
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Everybody around the world, G-Money, presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bill. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show and show number 1001. That's right. We've been on the air for 1001 radio shows. So thank you, everybody, for supporting us and continuing to listen to our radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke I want to share with you. And it goes like this. There were 3 grandkids that took their grandmother to a convalescent home, and they dropped her off so that she could hang out with some people her age. And they thought it would be good for her to get around people her age that she could talk with and she could socialize with while they went to a school meeting. So they dropped their grandmother off at the convalescent home. And the grandmother had met with all of the supervisors and all the managers at the convalescent home. And so she was sitting in the activities room with all of the patrons, the residents of the convalescent home. They were sitting in a conference room, and they were socializing. So she went in her wheelchair. She rolled in and started talking with the people. And while she was talking with the people, she was leaning to the side. And a worker came and saw her leaning to the side. And he went over to her and straightened her up in her wheelchair and then asked her if she was okay. And she said, yes, she was fine. Thank you. And so he said, all right. And he walked off and left her to socialize with the people in the room. And he went back to doing his job. And then a little later on, she was leaning to the side again. and another worker saw her leaning, and he came and he straightened her up in her wheelchair and then asked her if she was all right. And she said, yes, she was fine. And the worker said, okay, well, we're just here to help. And he walked off and went back to doing whatever duties he had that he was assigned to do. And then later on, she was talking with some more people, and she started leaning to the side again. And another worker came and straightened her up and asked her if she was all right. She said, yes, she was fine. And he walked off, and he said, okay, just make sure you're okay, and if you have any problems, then call me. And she's like, I'm fine. And he said, okay, and he walked off. Well, the grandkids came back to check on their grandmother, and they asked her if she had a good time at the convalescent home, because she was talking with people her age and with her age group and stuff. And she said, yeah, I had fun talking to them. It was really enjoyable, except one thing was the problem. And they said, what's the problem, Granny? She said, the people that work here wouldn't let me fart. Every time she leaned over to fart, somebody came and straightened her up. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, back to the radio show. Maybe we can hear a song. Do we have time for a song, DJ? Let's play, I'm a comedian. No, let's play Candy. We haven't played Candy. Play the song Candy for the listening audience. And then we'll end the show and we'll do the birthdays. So let's play Candy for the listening audience. That's a song they haven't heard in a while. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these groups of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
So he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. was like checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might be fucked. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, it's time to shut the show down. This is show number 1001. That's right, we've finally completed 1001 radio shows with your listening pleasure. And I'm so glad you've been on the air and you've been following around with the radio shows, and you've been listening to the stories and the jokes and the music we've been playing, and you've been following the sports report, because we have a championship hockey team. The Las Vegas Golden Knights are world champions, and we have a repeat, the basketball team, the WNBA. The women's basketball team from Las Vegas. They are repeats, back-to-back champions. Yes, and if you've been listening to the radio show, we went through all of the games that the WNBA basketball team was winning during the basketball season. So it was a glorious year for Las Vegas, as they won the WNBA basketball, Women's Basketball League, World Series, World Championship. And then we won the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the world champion hockey team, men's hockey in Las Vegas. So we have two championship teams here from last year. And this year we're expecting that they're going to repeat as national world champions all over again. So we want to follow along with the seasons to see if they're going to do what they did last year and see if they end up as world champions. So we want to say congratulations to the two championship sports in Las Vegas, which made Las Vegas not only the entertainment capital of the world, but it made it the sports capital of the world, where we have world championship sports teams right here in Las Vegas. So without further ado, I want to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got some places to go, some people to see. I got to give my shout-outs to everybody. But before we go, we want to recognize the birthdays of some Scorpios, because that's the season we're in. We're in the season. We just finished Libras, so now we're in the zodiac sign of Scorpios, and we want to recognize the ones that are celebrating their birthdays today. October 27th, 2023. I think today is the 27th. Might be a little later than that, but I'm not sure. But we're going to recognize those that are celebrating their birthdays today. So DJ Papa D, play a little music and let's give a shout out and recognize all of the fans and friends and followers of the radio show that are celebrating their birthdays today.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, October 30th, 2023. Happy birthday to Lisa Michelle. Happy birthday to Tristiana Moore. Happy birthday, Chantina Hall. Happy birthday, Gregory Anderson. Happy birthday, Andre Poplar. Happy birthday, Vicky V. Selman. Happy birthday, Shawana Loader, or Louder. Happy birthday, Valerie Jackson Brown. Happy birthday, Mark Brevard. Happy birthday, Joy Mayfield. Happy birthday, Dez C. Ticey. Happy birthday, and last but not least, happy birthday to Rome Owens. That's it. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, October 30th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday on the 30th of October. Scorpios are in the house. All right. Well, I want to wish them a happy birthday, and I hope God is blessing them with his grace and his glory, and the Lord Jesus is looking down on them and giving them praise and honor of for the work that he did for them to have everlasting life. So, without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. May you celebrate your birthday with God's glory in your name, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy birthday, y'all. And may God bless you with all of his goodness and graciousness in your life. May you have eternal life, and may God look after you and yours and all of your family members as they celebrate your birthday today. And may you have your family cook you a real good dinner tonight so that you can celebrate your birthday in the arms and the loved ones that you have surrounding your family. So may you have the blessings of our Lord Jesus on your household this evening as you're celebrating your birthday again. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say happy birthday to you and congratulations to the Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey team and congratulations to the WNBA women's basketball team, Las Vegas Aces, for being world champions again and representing our city with all the glory that comes with being the best in the world. All right. Well, I also want to thank my brother for being an engineer, the best in the world, to help us through all of these radio shows for 1,001 shows right here on the radio in Las Vegas. And it's been an internet connection that's worldwide because I'm in Las Vegas and he's broadcasting out of Oakland. And my other brother's broadcasting out of South Central L.A. So we have the three-brother connection doing the radio show. So without all with the glory and honor that comes with hard work and dedication, I want to thank both of my brothers for their time and energy that they spread and they shared with the audience all around the world. And I want to thank them for their loyalty in doing the show. And I want to say thank you, world, for listening to the radio show and share it with all of your friends as I'm celebrating radio show number 1,001 today. And I could go back and even say thank you for sharing Facebook Live with me as I've been on the radio since January doing Facebook Live. So I don't know how many shows I got, like 30 shows I have on Facebook Live. But if you've been on Exercise and Entertainment, you've heard a lot of exercise programs and you've listened to a lot of songs and you listened to a lot of stories and jokes that I've told. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show. Good night. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus,
the ones that have the virus or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus. But they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.